Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Portugal Zetters. This is Trista and Jack with your Trista and Angus with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, labor shortages in Queensland's agricultural sector has placed Australia's food security at serious risk. This comes after the National Farmers Federation lamented the complex industrial relations law, with the organization alleging crops are going unharvested due to red tape. NFF President David Jahinki has called for a streamlined process for agricultural migration streams ahead of the election. Mr. Jahinki says establishing a dedicated agricultural trade apprenticeship and a visa for agriculture would go a long way to addressing labor shortfalls. The coalition are the only major party to commit to reform in the industry, backing the introduction of an agricultural working visa. In more local news, the Queensland Crisafulli government is coming under fire by the Crime and Corruption Commission and the Victims Commissioner for the expansion of police wanding powers. The LNP introduced Jack's Law earlier last month, which expanded police powers to not require various safeguards, including the need for evidentiary and subjective tests before an area is approved for searches and wanding. The law was first introduced after its namesake Jack Beasley was killed with a knife on a night out. However, legal experts point to data that suggests wanding attracts more drug charges than weapons. In national news, Byron Bay's Blues Fest will be returning for Easter next year, but confused music lovers who was told the 2020 event was the last. Ticket sales to the event this year skyrocketed after the announcement in August 2025 said it would be the last. Festival director Peter Noble conceded the suggestion Blues Fest might be ending as part of a marketing strategy to sell tickets. Local resident Jeff Barnes says he feels betrayed. After skipping the festival for years as it grew too big, he decided to return thinking it would be the final one. He says he feels like he's been screwed over. In a statement, Bluefest says they have attracted 109,000 patrons this year, which is the third largest crowd in the event's 35 years.
In more national news, Mornington Island now has its first permanent life-saving treatment facility, ending the need for residents to travel long distances for critical care. Until now, many patients had to fly to Townsville or Mount Isa for renal dialysis, often spending years away from their homes and families. But a new permanent dialysis unit has been established at Mornington Island Hospital, a step forward in closing the healthcare gap for Indigenous communities. Kidney disease disproportionately affects First Nations people, who are four times more likely to pass away from the condition. Frank Watt, one of the first patients to use the new unit, says he's grateful to finally receive treatment without leaving home. He hopes more Indigenous communities get the same opportunity. In international news, at least 20 people have been killed after armed insurgents opened fire on a group of tourists visiting a popular beauty spot in northern India. The shooting took place in the town of Pahalgam in Indian-administered Kashmir, a region which has been subject to territorial disputes by Pakistan and China. The region's chief minister, Omar Abdullah, said the attack was much larger than anything they've seen in years. 20 Indian citizens are confirmed dead, with more victims wounded and in critical condition. A joint search operation by the Indian Army and Jammu and Kashmir Police are now underway. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thanks for that, Angus. It's your last Zlines for this year, or, you know, what for your term. What are you going to get up to, Angus, after this?
Big things planned. Big things. Stay tuned. Yeah, follow us on the socials.
Can't wait.
Yeah. It was always just a stepping stone for Triple Z. So.
Get it on record. Get it on record.
Just going to burn my bridges now. So, yeah.
I have no idea, actually. I really don't know what's next.
No, okay,
yeah, maybe enough. Brisbane Line.
Yeah, or, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And yeah. It's interesting how the progression of you guys from the start, and we don't know each other, and by the end of it, everyone's really casual. Mm-hmm. You just roll in just at 11 o'clock to do the Zlines.
Yeah.
And, like all that. Anyway, thank you. Let's get back in the playlist. We're going to hear from Dr. Mann, and the song is called Spinning in Circles.